ASI is a ministry that's networking all these different ministries together with
being
the church.
Involved with ASI, meeting other people.
ASI Convention is an excellent opportunity, just a great opportunity.
People that are in ASI, there's a particular fellowship.
ASI is really the stamp. It's the glue that holds all the ministries together.
Welcome to ASI Video Magazine. I'm Dan Houghton. ASI is an organization committed to sharing Christ in the marketplace. Today, we're going to meet two ASI member organizations that are doing just that. Tazba Raya Adventist Ministry and Black Hills Health and Education Center. Though serving people thousands of miles apart, these ministries are driven by a passion for service. Tazba Raya Adventist Ministry is operated by Christine Vargas and her husband, Donald. And they support the ministry from their own earnings. They work with a mission to the Mosquito people in Nicaragua that was established by student missionaries in the 1970s. Tazba Raya has served the Mosquito, a marginalized native group, in a number of ways and is presently focused on rebuilding efforts following massive hurricane damage.
This is the patient reception area, the patient waiting room. And we have a TV that most all offices have so that we can do some ongoing patient education while they sit here and wait. And we use this nice, what do we call them, that we got at ASI and we have used in teaching the 8 laws of health so that every 2 to 3 weeks, then we change it so that our patients have visuals, that they get bored just waiting, so they have a visual.
I practice general orthopedic surgery. That means from below the neck to the toes, and I don't do backs, but I treat back pains. So every single opportunity that presents to me, I use it to either bring them to God or change their habits. We had weight loss programs, and we have a stop smoking program, which in my case, the best stop smoking program is not going to a group of smokers, but knowing that the patient is a smoker, before the surgery, I tell them, you know, for 1 week before your surgery, you have to stop smoking. And while they are in the hospital, and I tell them, how are you doing? And they say, we're doing good, but you need to, well, the hospital is not smoking, it used to be smoking, but now it's not smoking, so I know they're not gonna smoke for another 3 days or 4 days. And then before they go, I put down a part of my order, do not smoke for 2 weeks until I see you. And so that by then it's already 3.5 weeks. And by that time, I say, you know, you already quit smoking, which is great for you. In order for you to heal faster, you need to continue with the same program, non-smoking. So then I drag them for another 6 weeks, which is easier. So that has been so successful for me. I would say that I have had about maybe 250 patients that have stopped smoking. So I think it's unique. Every physician can do it, especially surgeons, because they will listen to the surgeon. Especially you say, you know what, I will not do your surgery if you don't stop smoking, because the risks are very high on anesthesia and on healing process. And that's scientifically proven. So they usually listen to you. Well, the first time I ever became involved in mission is when I was courting my wife, because she was a missionary in Nicaragua, in my home country.
On this side over here, we have some pictures that we alternate or try to change from the mission trips that we have.
When they see the pictures of the mission trips where the children are there barefooted, a lot of, especially ladies, they would bring blankets and shoes, and that's very touching. So they know that we are missionaries, or we are missionary minded.
Being an orthopedic surgeon, sometimes it entails surgery, and we find that this picture here is very soothing to them.
I believe that the place where you are should be a mission field, whether you're a carpenter or you're a physician or you're an attorney. I think our office is the best mission place. And as far as the picture that reflects Jesus with his arms around the surgeon, I mean, unless you're not a surgeon, you will never realize the need that you have for God in the operating room. Because you plan for the surgery, you have done it hundreds of times, but this particular surgery is tough. And I think that all of us should reflect in that issue, that we actually do not heal people. We are instruments in the healing process that God uses, but God is the one that heals. It's Jesus the one that does the healing touch on everyone. And we are just used as instruments if we let Him. My wife and I went as missionaries to Nicaragua for 5 years. And then during the political turmoil that we had in the country, we left because the hospital was confiscated by the new revolutionary government, so there was no place to practice. And then later on, when there was a change in government in Nicaragua about 12 years after we left, then we went back and reestablished the clinic where my wife used to be a missionary as well. Basically, what we use is the clinic as a way to penetrate the community, to make friends, and talk to them about Jesus. Our main goal is to bring people to that Creator, to our Lord Jesus, and using medicine is universally the best way to do it. So we have the clinic there. And what a beautiful opportunity for a Christian physician to tell them, you know, if you're a smoker, don't smoke. If you eat certain kinds of foods that will increase your cholesterol, don't eat that. If you drink that, and just, you know, that way you will save money and raise a better family. So that is a precious opportunity for us and a great responsibility if you are in the medical field as well. Where ASI comes as a source of tremendous knowledge is when you go over there and you see so many projects that you say, hey, this could work over there, this could work where I am. And instead of reinventing the wheel, you just take these ideas and apply them over there. That is the greatest thing. And there was a girl, 22 years old, with a huge tumor on her lower thigh in the bone. And she had been laying there for 3 months because the hospital had been on a strike. And for one way or another, she could not have had her amputation yet, but she was programmed for the next day. We basically went there to help her just receive, possibly in their situation, the best option, which was an amputation above the knee. That would mean confining her to using crutches the rest of her life. She is a young girl that came from a rural area, and she had her only job was to clean houses. For third world countries, having an above the knee amputation means begging on the streets. As the only job that you can get. When I came to the US, I called immediately some of my friends to see if we could get a special prosthesis or a special implant that could spare her leg. And they didn't offer very much, but just in case, I called the doctor that was gonna do the surgery and I told him if he could wait a week. And so they did. In the meantime, it was just about time for my friend to call me back with an answer about the implants, and he didn't. So I told him, go ahead and do the surgery because we will not be able to get it. Well, that afternoon they called me and they said, you know, there's a good chance that we will get an implant donated. And so I called him and told him to stop the surgery. In the afternoon, in the evening, they confirmed that we had that prosthesis, which is special prosthesis. So we call everyone over there to get a standby on the surgery, and that we'll be going over there to do this procedure. We got prepared and made a trip to Nicaragua 1 or 2 days later, and God applied all the elements necessary to do the surgery by bringing other doctors that would help me in the surgery. And when I went over there, she received the news with happiness because she was going to have the amputation anyway. I told her basically that I would do this surgery. It's a difficult surgery. She might still end up with the amputation despite the procedure, because she might bleed too much, or the tumor might not be able to be resected. It's an implant in which you replace the entire length of the bone that you're removing by a metal one with the same size and shape like the normal bone is. So it's a new surgery. It was a new surgery for me. I performed total joint replacement, but I had to rehearse and practice before on dry bones with some doctors and do it again before the surgery in Nicaragua. So you could only resect an exact portion of her bone to be replaced by exact length of the prosthesis. So that made it very unique, because here in the U.S., you can ask for some other implants, longer or shorter, but over there I only had one shot, so I have to be even more precise. And again, God guided our hands to do the surgery, and everything came out real good. And by the next day, she was able to walk with partial weight, and I had the opportunity to see her 2 months later. She had gained weight. She looked like another person. And now it's been now 3 years since the surgery, and she is now back to her previous job. She looks like another person. She regained her job. She had lost about 30 pounds or 36 pounds. So she came down to 84 pounds when we first met her. And so it was such a beautiful reward. There's no way that anyone like that can pay you in money, considering the reward that you get helping another human being like this case. And obviously God provides for each one of us certain opportunities in which we can apply our talents and abilities to do things like this. But not only that, the most beautiful thing for this girl is that she and her family were able to accept Jesus as their Savior. Then 3 months later, she was baptized. It's a beautiful reward for her. God spared her leg, and God also is the Lord of her life at this time. I will not retire. I will retire from the practice, but I will not retire as a missionary, because all the knowledge that I have that God has given me through experience and through my practice and through the knowledge that I have, I think it should be used for other people, either teaching other young orthopedic surgeons, maybe medical students, maybe family physicians, maybe helping as much as God gives you strength and healing. And it may come to a point in which I may not be able to operate, but as long as I can use my hands and my mind is clear, then I will continue to help people. So what my plans and my wife and I are to possibly finish the practice in the U.S. and become more full-time missionaries, whatever we are needed.
It's amazing to see how God can use us to serve others all around the world. ASI is filled with organizations like Tazbaraya that have a passion to reach out and help others. Every year, I'm blessed by testimonies like the one we just saw, given by members at the ASI convention. For more information about our ASI convention, visit www.asiministries.org. ASI Youth for Jesus is an ASI-sponsored youth-led evangelism campaign that takes place each July in the city hosting that year's ASI convention. Approximately 40 young people participate in a month full of training programs, door-to-door outreach, Bible studies, and evangelistic meetings. Numerous people are baptized every year through ASI Youth for Jesus. And for the young people, it is an unforgettable, life-changing experience.
Youth for Jesus is a really great experience.
Hearing all the different speakers, you learn how to stand up for your faith. You learn how to share with others. You make friends that will last you a lifetime.
It's indescribable.
If you want an experience with God, if you want your life to be changed, you have to come to the Youth for Jesus program.
You will want to come back every year.
Health outreach is one of the most effective means of ministry. Helping people with their physical ailments often makes them open to hearing the message of God's love. Black Hills Health and Education Center in South Dakota is using lifestyle and health programs to reach people for Jesus Christ. Their ministry reaches both the local community and the many people who come from faraway places seeking answers for their health problems.
I like the fact that they give us some tremendous tours to Mount Rushmore. We've seen buffalo, we've seen mountain goats. You can't walk on the campus here without seeing a deer, and they come right up to you.
We love being here, and we feel that it's a real privilege and a blessing to us.
I've learned to really enjoy the long walks in this beautiful area. The campus is wonderful, all the wildlife that we see when we go on our walks.
And if you like nature, you'll love Black Hills. And if you like feeling good, then you'll love Black Hills.
I knew I needed to come, and I just prayed for help. And not only did I receive physical help, my spiritual life changed.
According to the American Academy of Psychosomatic Medicine, they're saying that we're looking at about 92% of all physical illness originating in the mind. And so it's extremely valuable and important for someone to address all three dimensions of their nature if they're really looking for a lasting healing.
We encourage people to have a strong walk with God. Now, you can't force somebody to do that, but as we keep them focused on eating to the glory of God, training to the glory of God, doing natural remedy treatments that are going to help them recover, then we see amazing things happen. And their whole outlook changes. They go from being pessimistic to optimistic.
I came kicking and screaming all the way because I had no faith in places like this. And I told my husband, I said, if they're weird, I am out of there. And I've decided that either I became weird or they weren't weird at all. And our lives were changed by our visit here.
My husband had been to this program. My husband is not SDA. And he had been to this program about 20 times. We liked the people, we liked the area, and we wanted to move up here.
We were excited about what we learned. And even though I'd taken a lot of nutrition classes in college, I found out things that I had never even dreamed about. And it was so beneficial and so helpful to me physically, and then surprisingly mentally. I had fibromyalgia very badly, and with the exercise and the change of diet, most of the pain was eliminated. And to me, that's nothing short of a miracle.
And for those individuals who have been willing to respond to Christ's healing way according to His word, there has been phenomenal results.
He was drinking quite a little, and he would quit while he was here. He didn't quit totally then. He did use 12-step program for that, but he has quit now and has been quit for a long time. And he had a lot of friends that razzed him because he came to a fat farm, they called it. They had no idea. And many of them are no longer living. And so he didn't let it bother him. He came anyway. And he tried to get others of his friends and family to come that needed to come, but they wouldn't. And his health is much, much better because he did.
My wife and I, Terry and I, came for 3 weeks, and we liked the program so much, and we saw how much it had done. Actually, I had lost 35 pounds the first session in 3 weeks. So that wasn't bad. And Terry, my wife, also lost 15 pounds. So together we lost 50 pounds.
I have type 2 diabetes, and I was thought I was doing well with my food choices, but I was experiencing a need for increase in my oral medications. And I didn't like the direction that was going.
Well, I've had a weight problem all my life. I fought the battle of the bulge, and it's caused other problems like blood pressure and things like that. And So the reason I came out was to try to get a handle on that. Also, I've had a lot of pain in my back, and I've wanted to get off of some of the medications that I'm on.
I learn better by actually doing or being shown things rather than reading. I've done a lot of reading on diabetes, but this gave me an opportunity to actually experience a good lifestyle in a live-in situation.
I've always studied, the Bible, and I've always been a diligent student, but I feel like I'm a better student because the simple diet that they teach us here actually clears your mind as well as your body.
I've been checking my blood sugars 3 or 4 times a day, and they've all been lower than they were before I came here. This was a first experience. I didn't know what to expect. It was all an adventure, but I really have appreciated what I've learned here. The most important things to me, the exercise program, which I think is key for any diabetic to get into a routine of exercise. I think that has had the greatest impact on my blood sugar levels.
In my years, I was involved in pro bodybuilding for a while. I even trained with Arnold Schwarzenegger at one time. And so I used to work out 7 days a week, 4 hours a day. I was obsessed with working out. I actually got stronger later in life doing 3 times a week for 15 minutes. That's all I lift weights now, 3 times a week for 15 minutes. And I've taught that to others who have just tremendous success. It doesn't take that much time. That's what we'd use it with our wellness guests. And they're amazed by the transition that happens within their body in such a short period of time.
Secondarily, the cooking labs, which have taught me how to be able to prepare myself an excellent diet of plant-based foods.
The diet to eat 2 meals a day was for me an unheard of thing, and I thought I would absolutely starve to death, and obviously that didn't happen.
It was a little bit of an adjustment to get used to eating 2 meals a day, but I have to say, even though I thought that I'd be very hungry after the second meal, I haven't been hungry at all.
Most of the lifestyle centers are also going to advocate the diet that we do and the cooking classes and the stress classes and so forth. But the personal one-on-one counseling and the personal training are a couple of unique things that we offer here.
The first week was hard. I was ready to go home every night, and my husband would say, no, now try one more day, try one more day. So I owe him a lot, because by the end of the first week and into the second week, that mental and physical adjustment had been made and the program began to make sense. And it was fun. We had an incredible group, and that kind of fellowship and support within the group was really quite awesome.
I think I'll have some challenges, but I think that I can continue with the program.
I'm actually convinced now, after being overweight all my life, I am convinced that being thin will feel good. And I'm convinced of the fact that I can do it.
Well, the wellness program has been going on all along, and we've tried to put in a secondary program to help augment it and or help carry the financial burden of the campus, because it is a big campus. So we've had several ideas, and the one that seems to hold most water would be to run training programs, and that's where the massage school came in with hydrotherapy. And then we also have an internship for personal trainers, which has been pretty successful. And along with that, we're now trying to get into an agricultural training program as well.
Here at the Black Hills Health and Education Center School of Massage, we teach the scientific evidence-based massage modalities. The course is a 700-hour course, and it lasts 6 months. And in that, they go through their preliminary work, and they learn their anatomy and their basic massage techniques. And then as they start getting into more advanced techniques, we have them start working on staff first. And then they graduate to a public massage clinic. And then they also graduate to assisting with some of the wellness guests so that they get a good, broad exposure to people.
I know Black Hills has been a member of ASI for a number of years, and I would always check out their booth when I was with 3ABN on a daily basis. I got to know some of the people out here, Dick Nunes and others, and the staff here is just amazing.
What it really does is it lets people know we're out there, and it gives us a chance to network with other ministries who are also going through some of the same things we're going through that you can share and relate with. And when I go to ASI, I'm usually doing the early morning exercise, and then this past year I did a class as well.
When we first came, US 40 was not paved. It was just a clay and gravel road, and it was kind of wet and muddy. And when we came into the property, the culverts and things that are across the creeks now were not there. You forded all of them. And this building that we're in is the only building that they had at that time.
ASI has been very good to us. There's been several times when we've put in projects to them that they've accepted and have helped us a lot. With what you see, notice that the campus has changed a lot. Well, part of that's with what ASI has helped us with.
Their facilities here are excellent. I feel like I've gone away to a ski lodge or something. The facilities here are excellent. You get your massages, you get your, now today I'm scheduled for a Russian steam bath. If you don't know what a Russian steam bath is, you just haven't lived yet.
I want to live a long and healthy life, and I now have the tools that I can do that with.
They cared about me as a person. I wasn't just a number. They cared about me physically and spiritually and emotionally, and they were supportive. They were there when I needed it. They were very insightful. It was a life-changing experience for me.
They know that they're dealing with people who don't feel good when they come here. And it's like a hospital. The people are very guest-oriented. It's been a great vacation, and I do think it'll change my life.
It's wonderful to see people who have been healed, both physically and spiritually. For more information about Black Hills Health and Education Center, call 605-255-4101 or visit www.bhhec.org. And to find out more about ASI, including how you can become a member, visit www.asiministries.org. I'm Dan Houghton. Thanks for joining me today on ASI Video Magazine. Come back again next time for more stories of ASI members sharing Christ in the marketplace. God be with you.